Hello.
And Happy New Year. We have the Ace of Swords, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. And this post was written 12/12/23. Tech issues prevented me from posting or uploading the recording. But it's such a powerful card, and as we're still feeling the energy in the first month of New Year, I thought I'd post it anyway. Today's new moon, 1/11/24, is in the sign of Capricorn. The Ace of Swords, three things cannot long be hidden, the sun, the moon, and the truth, said Confucius. A hand extends from a bank of gray fog with a firm grip on a mighty weapon, a tall, steely sword. The sharp tip of the sword is circled by a crown of gold. Springing from either side of the gold crown are curved branches that form a heart shape, with a palm frond on the right and an olive branch on the left, using the Morgan Greer deck today. Nestled in the green leaves of the olive bough is a red rose, while on the right, a white rose is impaled on the lush, sword-like blades of the palm. Masculine and feminine, mercy and severity. The sword is double-edged and can be seen on the Justice card of the Major Arcana, held in the right hand of the blindfolded Lady Justice herself, the scales of justice in her left. The suit of swords is of the air element and associated with the astrological signs Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius, and is the suit of the mind, the mental, the intellectual. Logic is what the suit of swords is all about, but the mind without the heart is out of balance. We make decisions not just with one or the other, but we consider both. Is the truth what we read and hear, or what our own heart is telling us? What is the truth? Aces are very powerful cards, considered seeds of their respective suits. What will we do with this mighty weapon? Will we use it to harm or help? The sword on the card towers above the blue ocean and mountains below. We can't ignore it. Some truth has been gifted, presented to us, and this is only the beginning, slicing through the fog, the cloudy mist. The Queen of Swords is famous for her sharp tongue, famous for cutting through the BS. You won't fool the children of the revolution, said the late rock and roll pixie Mark Bolan. This is a very woke card, a term that some of my generation find both annoying and amusing, but the truth is standing tall and strong against the blue sky and won't be ignored. It is said that knowledge is power, but without compassion, what good is the cold, hard steel sword? The truth hurts, it is said. The suit of air is verbal. Words are much more than just moving air. Words can harm or they can heal. The wrong word, a sharp word, like a sharp cut, can leave a scar. This powerful card is capable of construction or destruction. Cut the ties that bind or cause serious injury and anguish. I remember an old black and white movie I saw decades ago. A couple were being divorced in a rural village, I want to say was in Italy. A sharp long knife was hurled to the floor between them, piercing the wooden floor, fatal and final, severing the bond between the two who stood facing each other from either side of the room. It was a profound and painful image. Today is a new moon, and an ace is entirely appropriate. We set our intentions. Words spoken in anger we often regret. I didn't mean it. This card, had it shown itself in the reverse, may have been a very big lie. But a sword is held by a single hand. This is a gift to us from the divine, and it's personal. It is interesting that both thinking and speaking are of the suit of swords. Thinking before speaking may be a new moon resolution or finding the courage to speak, write, or express our own truth, which will, of course, set you free. Welcome to the new age.